It's now 8:49. Let's get you caught up to date with Triple Team traffic on this Tuesday morning. And what problems are you seeing, Andy Farnsworth?
Still see a lot of slowing on I-15 throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Not much relief so far, Brian, especially between Bluffdale and 90th South. And then from 215 all the way to downtown, you're going to be hitting the brakes to some extent or another. 215's west side, probably your best alternate route. Despite the construction, you're moving much more consistently all the way up to I-80. And you can come into downtown from the west side. Speaking of the west side, Bangor Highway still has some backups at 5400 South, but that's dramatically improved from West Jordan to the airport, Eric.
If you're northbound I-15 in Utah County from American Fork to Point of the Mountain, better add an extra 7 or 8 minutes to your travel time. It's not as bad as it was because of that accident at the on-ramp from 2100 North, but you still have slowing from Lehigh's Main Street up to SR-90. Heather?
Construction still keeping things slow southbound I-15 between Layton Parkway and Kaysville. And then that crash that was right near the I-215 North Interchange, that has cleared. But unfortunately, they had to shut down all lanes of travel to get all the cars out of the way. So traffic is backed up well past Center Street in North Salt Lake. And then you still have some brake lights trying to head into downtown. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.